About $150 billion worth of products and materials crosses between the U.S. and Canada at the Detroit River every year. That represents about 25% of all land trade between the two countries. With that in mind, ground broke on a new international span, the Gordie Howe International Bridge, back in 2018. Efforts to build it are still ongoing. Heather Grondin is spokesperson for the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority. She tells WDET's Alex McLennan the new bridge will have a significant impact on commerce.
Having a well-equipped, robust, and well-functioning border transportation system through this corridor is extremely important, and that's what we're going to be delivering with the Gordie Howe International Bridge.
And mentioning commerce, how much of an impact will the new bridge have on border crossing time for all the semi-truck traffic that crosses there?
Yeah, so one of the advantages with the Gordie Howe International Bridge is going to be that highway-to-highway connectivity, meaning trucks will be able to travel from I-75 in Michigan through the border system and then right onto Highway 401 in Ontario. On the Canadian side, that means the elimination of about 9 existing traffic lights that trucks will no longer need to stop and start at in their way to and from the border crossings. We anticipate that that can result in an 18 to 20 minute time savings, which is significant for those vehicles who are trying to, those trade vehicles, those commercial vehicles that are filled with goods, in terms of understanding how long it will take them to get from point A to point B.
Where do construction efforts stand at the moment? Can you kind of describe where the bridge is at and what's left?
So there's 4 components to our project: the 2 ports of entry, the connection to I-75, and the Gordie Howe International Bridge itself. Really great progress is being made on all 4 components of the project. At the 2 ports of entry, all of the structures, which are the buildings and the canopies, are in various states of construction and include at the buildings both interior and exterior work that's going on simultaneously. At the bridge, you'll see primary efforts are being put into the towers, which currently stand at about 650 feet. When they're done, they're going to be 720 feet, and we do anticipate the towers reaching their full height this year. You also see a lot of work going on the bridge deck. The other component that members of the public are going to be very easily able to see is the installation of stay cables. That's what gives the bridge that very unique design and look and feel. When the bridge is completed, there'll be 218 stay cables installed, 108 from each tower. And right now we're at about 30 stay cables on both sides have now been installed.
And one of the recent progressions for the bridge is the inclusion of some commemorative artwork to honor the Underground Railroad. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, the Gordie Howe International Bridge Project, first and foremost, is about the movement of people and goods through this corridor. But it's also an opportunity to recognize and celebrate the culture and heritage that's very unique to the Detroit-Windsor region. And one way we're looking to celebrate that is the incorporation of a public art component that celebrates and recognizes the journey to freedom that many people took through the Detroit area and into the Windsor area. We recently launched a call for artists. One will ultimately be chosen to design a concept and construct a piece of art that will be a standalone piece of art, which will be available to be seen in the area adjacent to the Canadian port of entry. It will be easily viewable along the walkway that people will be able to take to get to or come from the multi-use path that will be on the bridge itself.
So when, at this point, do you think the bridge will be open for traffic to start crossing? I know that's something that there's been a general time frame for of later next year, but is there any more at this point?
Yeah, we're still working toward our contracted date of end of 2024, but we talk about schedule every day between ourselves and our private sector partner, Bridging North America, looking at how in any way the pandemic may have impacted the overall project. The great thing is that throughout the pandemic, the construction team was able to continue working safely. And as people see, there's great progress being made. Ultimately, we're still working toward that date.
Heather Grondin is the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority spokesperson. She spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.